Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Entrepreneurship is like a continuation of homeschooling. Our kids can continue to enjoy freedom in doing what they love to do. That's what I'm talking about in this week's episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show. But first, I would love to have you tell someone about this podcast. There are sharing buttons no matter which platform you're listening on. I share favorite podcasts and episodes all the time. The more of us who are seeking homeschool sanity, the better. Now on to today's topic, how and why to teach your kids to be entrepreneurs. My guests today are Billy Smith and Mark Baker of ChristianHomeschoolEntrepreneurship.com. Billy is a homeschooling father of six. He has successfully built and sold more than 20 businesses worth $100,000 or more. Mark is a homeschooling father of seven. He has a master's degree in international business management. He is also an adjunct professor, business co-founder, and inventor. I know you'll be inspired by these two dads. Well, Billy and Mark, thank you so much for joining me here on the Homeschool Sanity Show. And I am excited to talk with you both about entrepreneurship for kids. We know it's such a hot topic. And as an entrepreneur myself, I am really interested in hearing what you have to share because I love being an entrepreneur. And I would love to see more and more of our kids take this path as well. So let's begin, Billy, if you could tell us more about you and your family and why you chose to homeschool.
Sure. Well, I believe I grew up as an entrepreneur for sure as a kid. And I share some of this in the early lessons of our course, some of my stories of starting a couple of things in junior high and what have you. Upon graduation, I joined the Marine Corps, and shortly after that, met my wife, and we didn't have children yet. We were married about 3 years before we had my eldest daughter, McKenna. And one day, I'm out walking the dogs, and I encounter a woman with a delightful family, and I start talking to the children, and I was so impressed with just how they handle themselves and carry themselves, their vocabulary, and they just seem different. They seem pretty sharp, and different, of course, in a godly way. Of course, when you recognize a believer, because yeah, they're different. We are different, peculiar people for sure. But it was more than that. It was something else, more academic. And so I asked the mother about that. I said, "Wow, the children seem so sharp," and you know, we just started this conversation, and she goes on to tell me that she homeschools. And this was back in, I guess, 94-ish, 95. And I asked her, so what's homeschooling? I had never heard of it. I was public schooled. I had no idea that such a thing existed. So she tells me, she kind of explains to me what homeschooling is. And this is in Southern California. And my next question is, was that legal? it didn't sound right. And she explained, yes, it is. And there's a few rules and regulations here and there. And so I went home and I talked to my wife. Because we wanted to give our children the very best, not just academically, but also, more importantly, lay a biblical foundation in their lives. And we thought that we could do that. Definitely, we'd have a greater degree of success if we were able to do something such as homeschooling. So I said, "Hey, we're going to homeschool." And she said, "Well, what's that? And is it legal?" And we had a conversation and we never looked back. We've homeschooled, since, and, my eldest is, 22, and I've graduated a 22-year-old, a 19-year-old, and we still have, four at home in the trenches.
All right. Well, that's great. I love that story. Well, Mark, what about you? I know you homeschool as well, but tell us more about you and your family and why you chose to homeschool.
So some similarities with Billy. We have seven children, and I think as we got to the age, you know, where our kids were 3 and 4 and we're thinking about what different schooling options to consider, we definitely had taken notice of other families that in our church that we knew that homeschooled, and we just really we loved seeing their families. They were a joy to be around. Their children were interacted well with people of all ages, and as we considered the different options, we really felt like homeschooling would allow us the best opportunity to really shepherd and disciple our children in a more hands-on way as they grew and matured and be able to have that input into their lives. So that was probably the main reason. And now as they've gotten older, my oldest is he'll be going into 8th grade this year, and then we've got one in most of the grades going down. I've loved the opportunity to be able to be involved with things like entrepreneurship with them and help them start businesses on the side and work that into part of their schedule during the day and having that flexibility with the homeschooling schedule. So that's probably some of the main reasons for us.
Well, those are great reasons, and we love those as well. Well, thank you so much for that introduction. Now let's go ahead and start talking about entrepreneurship. What is entrepreneurship exactly, and why is it so important that we teach it to our, especially our older kids? Why teach it?
Yeah, I mean, entrepreneurship is a skill that you learn business. You learn how to practically run a business, sell a product, provide a service, make money, all those kind of things. But it also incorporates so many other skills that are so valuable in life. I've seen with my own children as they venture out in different ways in entrepreneurship, it grows them in so many other ways in terms of communication, interacting with people in a different way than they normally do. It stretches them. it causes them to really have to wrestle with things like, setting priorities well and keeping a schedule and staying on top of details. So a lot of those kind of practical skills. And then some of the biggest things are character. I mean, here's a quick story about one of my children who started over the last couple of years, started a furniture making business, just doing simple things at first, like outdoor patio furniture that didn't have to be, fine woodworking, and yet allowed to grow in some skills, and then moved on to other things like dining room tables and things. But along watching the process of him learning how to build things, and along the way he would make a mistake on something. Maybe the table leg is kind of bent a little bit, or some joint doesn't quite match up. And over, I would see him saying, "Well, that'll be okay. It's not that big of a deal. It's just a little mistake." And then doing that over and over and over. And then when you get to the end, you've got a finished product that just is not sellable. And you look at it with him and you say, "Nobody's going to buy that. Not even at 50% off. It's just not going to work." And then, him realizing, well, but the only way to fix it is to take the whole thing apart and start over, basically. And well, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what you're going to have to do. And, well, you don't know how much work that's going to be. But those lessons along the way, making the mistakes and then going through the pain of having to take it apart and re-sand and put everything back together in the right way. At the end of that first table that he did, I asked him what lessons he learned and what he was going to do different next time. And he right away said, "Well, as soon as I find a mistake next time, I'm going to fix it right away." And because it's way easier to fix it then than to wait till the end and have to go back and fix the whole thing. So there's just so many good character opportunities that come through entrepreneurship.
Wow. Well, that is a great example. But I'm still kind of reeling at you saying, simple projects like patio furniture. You know, I'm thinking like birdhouse. That would be simple.
Yeah. Well, there's some great resources out there. In fact, on our website, we have a number of business ideas that students can actually, ones that we've vetted that we feel like here's business ideas that are great for kids to do because they're realistic. They can actually do them. And yeah, they're not so simple that that they're just not worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. We spent a lot of time looking at other lists of business ideas for kids and just kind of found it was very hard to find anything in the middle where you found lists where it was just a list of things that were so simple, nobody would benefit from even pursuing them, or ones that just were too hard. They required special licensing and ages and things that just, when you looked at it, you said, well, like, you know, a 14-year-old couldn't do that, you know? So, mm-hmm. So anyway, we have put that on our website, and one of those ideas on there is building furniture, and we've linked to some different websites that have furniture plans that are very step-by-step for kids that, well, it's not for kids, but step-by-step mm-hmm. enough that a kid could follow them and do well at. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a minimum age that you think, you know, a kid should be before he or she pursues entrepreneurship?
This is Billy. I was gonna say not really, but just because my 7-year-old wants to do things right.
Uh-huh.
For the course, you know, the sweet spot's probably right there around, you know, 15, 16 years of age. But we have 10-year-olds taking the course and absolutely loving it. Great feedback from them. Mark and I have recently come off the road. We were at a couple of homeschool conferences, one in Atlanta and one in Pasadena. And in both of those venues, we ran during the course of the conference a miniature pitch contest where we had children come and we videoed them in our booth giving us a presentation of a business idea. And they had to tell us how they were going to scale it, what problem they were solving, and a few key components to presenting a business. And in the course of doing that, these children, I was impressed with the fact that we had mostly younger kids, and maybe that's because they have less inhibition to do something like that.
Uh-huh.
than the teenagers. But it wasn't so much teenagers. It was the younger children who were very comfortable getting in front of camera and presenting their business idea very articulately as well. Mm-hmm. I could take some lessons from them. I don't know if there is a minimum, especially if the parents are involved in taking a course, and we've had so much feedback from parents saying, hey, you know what? The curriculum that you're offering here is great, and I want to come out of corporate America. I'd like to start my own business at home. So parents, of course, can see value in taking this as well.
Okay. Well, before we get into details about the course that you offer, which I absolutely want to talk about, do either of you have any more examples of business ventures that your kids have been into? We've already heard from Mark that his son has been making and selling furniture. Anything else?
Sure. It's Billy again. So back in 2000, I left corporate America myself. I was in sales and marketing and wanted to start my own business. And I ended up in the swimming pool service and repair business. When it was first proposed to me, I thought, well, no, that's a high school kid job. I have to support my family. Turned out that the margins are really good. And it was a very, very good business, and the Lord provided well in it. And while I'm doing that, my wife, in the meantime, we got some, milk goats. She's making some goat milk soap. And then at the same time, my eldest daughter at the time had won a scholarship at a hobby beekeeper association, and we started beekeeping. And I recognized that this was an ideal opportunity to teach the children something about entrepreneurship. So myself and two of my two eldest children, we went down to the courthouse and we filed a DBA. We did our search and we started Willow Creek Bee Company, and we started selling, packaging and selling products from the hive, as well as goat milk soap. And so they were involved from the very inception of the idea. This is what we can do, to packaging design, to production, to cost analysis. You know, where do we price this at? They went with me to go get retail accounts. We ended up with a couple of retail accounts, and we sold the folks at church and family and what have you. But it was just a fantastic opportunity for them to see that this isn't, there's no real mystery here. It's work, but there's no, you have an idea and it may not work, right? You may conceive of something, do a little, invest some money and some time and realize that, yeah, it's just not going to work. And for one reason or another, you're wrong part of the world to do it in, wrong market, wrong time of the year. But it's not a great mystery, and anyone can do it. If you have an idea, you can apply yourself, and next thing you know, you can be in business and enjoy the fruits of that. Mm.
Yes, that is so true, because I do think we have this, at least I know I had a fear of, you know, business. It just seems so complicated and scary. And so I wanted to just say, you said you filed a DBA. Just for people who are not up on that acronym, it means doing business as. So it's the business name that's being filed. So legally, you are a business in that sense. So, okay, well, that is so interesting. Let's now shift gears and talk a little bit about a course that you have created. So there is so much to learn when you want to go into business for yourself, whether you are a kid or an adult. And so you have simplified that into a course that I have been previewing, and my listeners can preview it too. And so I'm hoping that you will tell us more about what it includes and why people should be going right now to check it out.
Well, I'll start. I'm sure Billy can chime in as well. But the course is, so it's called Christian Homeschool Entrepreneurship. And it is a course that is delivered in an online format. You know, Billy and I have recorded video lectures that are roughly about a half an hour for most of the weeks, where we dive into specific topics of entrepreneurship. And so over the course of a school year, the course is 36 weeks, we go through, you know, everything from how do you get a business idea? How do you brainstorm? How do you vet good ideas? So the kind of beginning process, all the way through marketing and, you know, some of the legal things of a business to, anything you could imagine in the business realm is kind of covered in this course. In fact, one of the most exciting and fun lectures that we've done was one that was on basically history of entrepreneurship and looking at biographies, particularly of Christians throughout history who have been successful at business and entrepreneurship, and then use that success in really powerful ways to impact society and to give and to support all kinds of ministries. And so that was a really fun one and something I think the kids will enjoy a lot. The course also, in addition to the video lectures, we have a number of other things. So Billy already mentioned that at the conferences we were at, we did a kind of a mini version of a business idea pitch contest. Well, we have that built into the course in a grander scale. So there's a $1,000 prize available for the kids to compete for to pitch their business idea. They record themselves on video and submit it. And in addition to that, they submit a executive summary of their business idea. And so there's that. There's a there's a forum that the students can interact with each other and with us at times, you know, on all sorts of different things where we're trying to get them to really be more hands-on. So they watch a lecture, but it's not just sitting and listening. It's watching, pausing the video during the lecture a number of times and interacting with different questions and or throwing, we throw out a problem. Here's a problem. Think of, you know, three business solutions that could address this problem that, you know, that addresses the problem and allows you to make money doing it. And then the kids share those in the forum and see what other people shared and comment on each other. So some good opportunities to interact there. Billy, well, yeah, what else would you throw in there about the course?
I think you hit the high points. The forum, I think it shouldn't be overlooked for sure, because other children have the opportunity to collaborate really with kids around the world. We have students in other countries, as well as throughout the United States. So as an example, if you have an idea for an app, but you don't code, but there's a 16, 17 year old, you know, on the other side of the States that does know how to code. So you could collaborate and start to work on something. And who knows, maybe a Christian homeschool entrepreneurship course might be the next dorm room, like Stanford, and maybe something really neat will come out of it. The forum, just the camaraderie between other young entrepreneurs and their business ideas, the business pitch contest, and then of course the course itself, I think, is a great opportunity for parents and children to sit down together, watch it, and work together. Any time we can sit down with our children and spend some time on something like this, our relationship grows. But when a child is just like, you know, I've got little guys, and so does Mark, and when they come to you and they go, "Oh, I've got this idea," and if you take the time and listen to them, and they're not dismissed out of hand and because you're busy, and it just builds so much of your relationship. And so when you watch a course like this or work through it together, and the kids are bouncing their ideas, and you as the adult can say, "Well, that one probably would be challenging, or that probably might not work, or that one's a great idea, and in fact, if we could do this as well," and you have that kind of interaction going on, I can just see a wonderful opportunity for the Lord to grow the relationship, as well as maybe produce some fruit by way of business, a family business or something.
That is really, really neat. I love that. And I love how multidisciplinary your course is. I mean, obviously, you're going to be dealing with math, public speaking, if you're going to make a pitch, writing up a proposal, and then, of course, whatever business your child wants to develop, what all the skills that go into that. And then marketing. I mean, there are so many things that our kids can learn from studying entrepreneurship and creating a business. And I would also say, as a psychologist, that this is a fantastic way of engaging reluctant learners. If you have a student who is just kind of like, not so interested in grammar, not so interested in math, but very interested in making money, this would be a wonderful course for you to consider for your kids. But my question for you is, it sounds like such a fantastic course for kids, but what if you're an adult and you want to become an entrepreneur? Could an adult get something out of this course as well?
Absolutely. You know, I'm often asked, because at church, everybody knows that I'm quite the entrepreneur, and that's not to say I'm not trying to elevate myself. In fact, like most entrepreneurs, most of the things I've done have failed. full glory for everybody to see, like, oh, you did that and you spent how much money? And, ooh, that's, you know, yeah, that's not for me. You know, so, but nonetheless, I am known as an entrepreneur and a guy who's willing to take a certain degree of risk, some of them financial, to give something a go. So because of that, I'm often asked to lunch or breakfast by another brother in a church who wants to talk about something, not necessarily ask me to go into business with them or anything like that, but they want some advice. They'd like to leave their corporate job, whatever that is, sort of kicking around some ideas and how do I go about that? And what do you think of the idea? And they bring me in the vetting process. And Mark has the exact same experiences. And we've been to conferences where there are some breakout sessions in the homeschool conferences where it's not so much entrepreneurship aimed at children and helping them begin to think entrepreneurially and possibly even start their own businesses, but it's rather aimed at fathers, bringing dad home from to a home-based business. So there's a lot of there's tons of books and in fact that's where Mark and I saw a need with Christian homeschool entrepreneurship, was that there are lots of courses and books things out there addressing bringing fathers home and starting home-based businesses for dads, but there wasn't we didn't see very much material or much attention paid to starting with the children and the starting with the younger generation and saying, you know, entrepreneurship is just a different way of looking at the world, where others see problems, you see opportunities, and therefore instead of 5-10 years down the road, talking to those kiddos then who are now young adults and talking to them about starting a home-based business, but rather let's talk about it right now while you're at home, while you can make a few more mistakes, while your parents are supplementing your entrepreneurial ventures, when the risks are mitigated to a degree, let's start talking about it now. And then when they reach adulthood, maybe they're much more, they're in a greater position to make an impactful, make an impact on the kingdom and in their own families with an entrepreneurial venture.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is neat. So it's definitely something, you know, I liked how Billy was talking about how you could sit down and go through the course with your student and, you know, just be very participatory, building the relationship as you're going through, and you know, maybe the parent will come up with a business idea too. So, or maybe it will be a joint venture. Whichever path it takes, it's really, really interesting, and I'm very impressed with what you have put together. So tell my listeners where they can find information on the course and where they can find you online.
Yeah, so the website is christianhomeschoolentrepreneurship.com, and we actually also we set up a shorter link because sometimes it's kind of hard to spell entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So CHEclass.com will also get you there, and yeah, the website really, you know, we've tried to lay out as much right up front that people can see. We've got the first 2 weeks of the course available and open that people can preview. They can watch the entire lectures. They can look at the homework that goes along with those. So they really can get a good feel for the course if they go to the site there. In fact, we've had a number of times where we had one mom who, I think her daughter was 10, just turning 10. And she thought, it's a great class, looks awesome. We'll do it in a couple years. And she had watched the first lesson with her daughter on the website, and so she had been chatting with me. And then a week later, she shows up on the chat again and said, all right, we just signed up because she's been talking about business the whole week since we watched the lecture. She loves it. And so, yeah, that's a great way to do it, is just sitting down with your student and whatever age they're at, looking at it together. And more often than not, we're finding that students' parents sometimes are excited about entrepreneurship, and their kids, they're not sure if they are or not. They've mm-hmm. never really explored it. And as over and over, I mean, kids are creative. So as soon as you start putting stuff in front of them that stimulates that creativity and gets them to start thinking critically about solutions and how could we come up with a solution for this, they love it. They just, mm-hmm. they go in full, you know, full tilt. And so it's a great way to kind of preview it with your children.
It is. And I can also tell you, having a son who is out in the work world now, that entrepreneurship looks a lot more appealing when you have a regular 9-to-5 job. And so you can build that foundation of interest in entrepreneurship, and then it's there for them if they feel like they would like to pursue that at a later date. Well, thank you so much, Mark and Billy, for joining me and sharing this information with my listeners. And I just wish you well and your kids well in all of their entrepreneurial journeys.
To find out more about the course Billy and Mark teach, go to ChristianHomeschoolEntrepreneurship.com or check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/kidbusiness. Join me next week for how to teach health in your homeschool. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.